What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Okay, so I've been into tough love lately, and it's not always fun. It's actually quite painful sometimes, but sometimes the most painful things to hear are the exact things that we need to hear. And so I wanted to give you a little bit of tough love when it comes to your finances. So let's just go ahead and dive in. Number one, guys, you are only giving 40%. This was really brought to my attention when I read the book Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And honestly, that book really transformed my entire view on mindset and effort and everything. And what he ultimately said is he learned from really tough endurance type of events, like ultra marathons running 100 plus miles, that he was only giving 40%. And that was such an eye-opener for me, too, because I sat there and I thought about it. And honestly, if I was being truly honest with myself, I had to agree. In most cases, I'm only giving 40%. I know I can do more, and I know you can do more as well. This is one of those things that I see a lot with my coaching clients is they think they have this like mental limitation, and truly, they can accomplish so much more when they believe that they can. When you can just give a little bit more. I'm not saying you have to go all in and totally transform your life, but just do a little bit more, and I think you'll be really incredibly impressed with your results. Tip number two, fear is disguised as excuses. And excuses are just justification. Justification gets you nowhere. You guys, we all know this, but every time you have an excuse, oh, I can't do this because of this reason. Or when you hear a really cool story, maybe you're listening to another episode and you're like, oh, I can't do this because my life situation is different. That is just an excuse. And that's justifying why you don't have the life that you want. Stop doing that. That does not help you. It does not help your family. It doesn't help anybody around you. So put the excuses aside. It's just fear at the end of the day. It's all fear, and we don't want to face that fear head on. But if you can push that excuse aside and you can stop justifying where you're at because of previous choices and just start taking action, you will get better results. Tip number three, oh my goodness, this is for my parents listening in. Working extra hours does not make you a bad parent. It does not make you a bad parent. In fact, your three-year-old or your four-year-old is not going to remember that you worked an extra 10 hours per week for a very short period of time in your life. They're just not gonna remember that. If anything, you could actually use that as a teaching experience to help your kids understand that sometimes you have to do the crappy decisions in order to climb out of a mess. And I think most of the time, whenever I reflect back on my childhood, some of the best lessons that I learned was the power of hard work. But if my parents were always around and they were constantly there with me. And trust me, I mean, they were there quite a bit, but they were running a business. And I had to understand that running a business means that you have to work more hours sometimes. And that was such a good lesson for me as a kid. I don't remember the times that my parents were always working, but I do remember the ways that they talked about work and how that showed me that hard work is what money comes from. And so I thought that was a really interesting thing. But if you are struggling with this, and I hear this so often from parents, I want to be there for my kids. Yes, I understand that. I do. I don't have kids myself, so I don't personally know what you're going through. I did grow up in a family of six. So I understand that sometimes that's the struggle that you're going to have to go through. But honestly, it's more internally than it is for your kids. Your kids will understand if you embed that as a life lesson. Tip number four. Oh my gosh, you guys, eating out is not a necessity. It's just not. This is something that we, for some reason, think that we have to do when really it's a choice. It's all a choice, and you do not have to eat out. That is simply your choice to do that. And what I can say is from seeing literally hundreds and thousands of budgets at this stage of my life, if you choose to eat out all the time, you're choosing to not focus on your financial goals. And that's okay if you choose to do that. But don't do it because you think that eating out is a necessity and it's just part of life. It's not part of life. It's a part of life that you chose, and it doesn't have to be part of your normal routine. Tip number five, you have what it takes to hit your financial goals. But the way to hit your financial goals means that you're going to have to show up differently. What got you here today is not going to get you to the next level. You have to start to change. You have to start leveling up in your life. And this is true for finances, for fitness, for life, for your relationships, for your job, for your business, whatever it is. What got you here is amazing. Respect that. I understand. It's a really important piece, but it's not going to get you to the next level. You have to start showing up differently. So every single day, ask yourself, are my actions helping me get to the next level, or are they slowing me down? And that, I think, will help you tremendously if you can just take the time to pause and reflect and see how your daily actions are helping you or hurting you achieving your financial goals. That's it for today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit of tough love. Sometimes it's hard to hear, but I hope it helped inspire you and keep you moving forward on your own journey. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.